From the Country Financial Studio, I'm Rita Frazier. This is the RFD Livestock Report with Derek Dunkirk, Mid-Illinois pork producers, and now with the Illinois Livestock Development Group. Derek, as the pork representative, you are current president, really a cause and a group that you've always supported.
I have, Rita. You know, even before my time on the board, I was pretty close. Our prior representative was Mike Haig, and I enjoyed visiting with Mike, and of course, when Nick Anderson was there, about the work that ILDG was doing, was anticipating whenever Mike was ready to relinquish his seat to take on that role for him. I was always excited about the work they do, kind of their drive to bring livestock into the state, and that was always something that I thought was a positive and kind of a passion.
Back to your farm and your family's operation, really a lot of the investment made by all the commodity groups has helped you with siting and with information, as you mentioned, a resource. Lots of ways that ILDG has helped over the years.
Sure. Yeah. Like you said, resources, you know, people to talk to go find advice or to go find a connection to somebody that maybe can help you in terms of siting or permitting or, you know, anything, even if you wanted to talk to another producer that had gone through it, you know, they could link you up with the right people to get the answers that you were looking for. So I think it was great. Plus, you know, they've done a huge role in a lot of the open houses, and that's been great for the public side of it to get people out to see these buildings that, you know, our future that we're investing in. And to get them through and see what they look like.
Yeah, for sure. So when it comes to the industry, we know the economies for all of the species, it's been tough, and building costs have been extreme. But when you look at big picture, how has the last year or so been for the livestock industry in the state?
I think we've been good. I think we've kind of bounced back a little from maybe 4 or 5 years ago. We've seen some construction, probably more on the beef side than anything. There had been some, you know, there's been some good margins in beef there, you know, kind of coming up the last couple of years, and people had invested some money into some infrastructure there and built some new buildings. And I know things are still okay there. And on the pork side, the struggle there had been maybe construction costs of newer buildings, but we have seen some people reinvesting money into either remodeling facilities or updating and adding a little bit of space or trying to utilize space in a more efficient manner. So I do think that the ball is rolling again in the right direction. It was just really slow there for a while, but hopefully here in the next couple of years, we can start to see that, you know, some of them numbers pick back up to where we were maybe pre-COVID.
Yeah, and you know what's really I enjoy if I pop in and attend your quarterly meetings? Not only are all the commodity groups together on one page, but then you get all of the universities across the state. You get updates. It seems great that there's so much unity and, you know, momentum.
It is. That's one part I enjoy about, you know, ILDG is the way it is set up. You know, all the commodity groups are, you know, are members of that organization, and we all have representatives and seat at the table and are into that discussion. And then you bring in our industry partners and our universities, and they give us updates, and we can all kind of connect about what's going on in the livestock industry from the university and research levels clear on up to, you know, the commercial side of the operations and what's going on the farms, whether it's dairy or beef or pork or even some poultry stuff here and there. We get a really nice window to look at the whole livestock industry in the state of Illinois.
This program brought to you by the Illinois Livestock Development Group. More with President of ILDG, Derek Dunkirk, tomorrow here on the Livestock Report.